It all began in the drive-through line at Hardee's. That was the place that inspired one of the most well-known songs in country music. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Inspiration can be found in some unusual places, including the drive-up at a fast food restaurant.
I was in Etowah, Tennessee, and actually on my way to hang some wallpaper that morning and was in the drive-thru at Hardee's, and all of a sudden, for some reason, I started hearing this little lick and part of the chorus.
Don Von Tress had a tune in his head. It was a tune that would someday get caught in a lot of folks' heads.
So I had a handheld tape recorder with me, a cassette, and I sang those first few words into that little tape recorder.
When he got home, he kept toying with the tune and the lyrics. He liked the song and called it Don't Tell My Heart.
I took Don't Tell My Heart to Nashville and played it for a friend of mine. We demoed it, and the title got changed to Achy Breaky Heart. Of course, 92, Billy Ray Cyrus had recorded it, of course. This thing took off and for a brief moment was the biggest song in the world.
But even when Billy Ray Cyrus recorded the song, Don didn't have any idea just how big it was going to get. The hard luck songwriter suddenly had the best known tune in the land. What happened to him and his life is next time as we travel the countryside in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCrae.